Day 2. Thereupon Manju Sirti said to Maitreya Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the other great men, "Good men, I think that the Buddha, the world-honored one, wishes to expound a great teaching, to send the rain of a great teaching, to blow the conch shell horn of a great teaching, to beat the drum of a great teaching, and to explain the meaning of a great teaching. Good men, I met many Buddhas in my previous existence. At that time I saw the same good omen as this. Those Buddhas emitted the ray of light as this, and then expounded a great teaching. Therefore know this, I think that the Buddha also is emitting this ray of light and showing this good omen, wishing to cause all living beings to hear and understand the most difficult teaching in the world to believe. Good men, innumerable, inconceivable, asambhaga kalpas ago, there lived a Buddha called Sun Moon Light, the Tathagata, the deserver of offerings, the perfectly enlightened one, the man of wisdom and practice, the well gone, the knower of the world, the unsurpassed man, the controller of men, the teacher of gods and men, the Buddha, the world-honored one. He expounded the right teachings. His expounding of the right teachings was good at the beginning, good in the middle, and good at the end. The meanings of those teachings were profound, the words were skillful, pure, unpolluted, perfect, clean, and suitable for the explanation of Brahma practices. To those who were seeking Sravakahood, he expounded the teaching of the Four Truths, a teaching suitable for them, saved them from birth, old age, disease, and death, and caused them to attain Nirvana. To those who were seeking practical Buddhahood, he expounded the teaching of the 12 causes, a teaching suitable for them. To Bodhisattvas, he expounded the teaching of the 6 Paramitas, a teaching suitable for them, and caused them to attain Anuttara Sammasambuddhi, that is, to obtain the knowledge of the equality and differences of all things. After this extinction, there appeared a Buddha also called Sun Moon Light. After his extinction, there appeared another Buddha also called Sun Moon Light. In the same manner, 20,000 Buddhas appeared in succession, all of them being called Sun Moon Light, with the surname Brahmavaja. Maitreya, know this, all these Buddhas were called Sun Moon Light, with the 10 epithets. Their expounding of the Dharma was good at the beginning, good in the middle, and good at the end. The last Sun Moon Light Buddha was once a king. He had 8 sons born to him before he renounced the world. The first son was called Having Intention, the second Good Intention, the third Infinite Intention, the fourth Treasure Intention, the fifth Increasing Intention, the sixth Doubt Removing Intention, the seventh Resounding Intention, and the eighth Dharma Intention. These 8 princes had unhindered powers and virtues. Each of them was the ruler of 4 continents of the Sumera world. Having heard that their father had renounced the world and attained Anuttara Sammasambuddhi, they abdicated from their thrones and followed their father. They renounced the world, aspired for the great vehicle, performed Brahma practices, and became teachers of the Dharma. They had already planted the roots of good under 10 million Buddhas in their previous existence. Thereupon the last Sun Moon Light Buddha expounded a sutra of the great vehicle called Innumerable Teachings, the Dharma for Bodhisattvas, the Dharma upheld by the Buddhas. Having expounded this sutra, he sat cross-legged facing the east in the midst of the great multitude and entered into the Samadhi for the purport of innumerable teachings. His body and mind became motionless. Thereupon the gods rained Mandarva flowers, Maha Mandarva flowers, Manjusaka flowers, and Maha Manjusaka flowers upon the Buddha and the great multitude. The world of the Buddha quaked in the 6 ways. The great multitude of the congregation, which included Bhikkhus, Pasunis, Apsakas, and Absikas, gods, dragons, yaskas, grandharvas, asuras, garudas, kumdaras, maragas, men, and non-human beings, the kings of small countries, and the wheel-turning holy kings, were astonished. They rejoiced, joined their hands together towards the Buddha, and looked up at him with one mind. Thereupon the Tathagata emitted a ray of light from the white curls between his eyebrows and illumined all the worlds of 18,000 Buddha worlds in the east, just as this Buddha is illuminating the Buddha worlds as we see now. Maitreya, know this, there were 2,000 million Bodhisattvas in that congregation. They wished to hear the Dharma. They were astonished at seeing the Buddha worlds illumined by this ray of light. They wished to know why the Buddha was emitting this ray of light. At that time, there was a bodhisattva called Wonderful Light. He had 800 disciples. Sun Moon Light Buddha emerged from his samadhi and expounded the Sutra of the Great Vehicle to Wonderful Light Bodhisattva and others without rising from his seat for 60 small kalpas. It was called the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma, the Dharma for Bodhisattvas, the Dharma upheld by the Buddhas. The hearers of the congregation also sat in the same place for 60 small kalpas, and their bodies and minds were motionless. They thought that they had heard the Buddha expounding the Dharma only for a meal time. None of them felt tired in body and mind. Having completed the expounding of this sutra at the end of the period of 60 kalpas, Sun Moon Light Buddha said to the Brahmins, Maras, Shramanas, Brahmanas, gods, men, and Asuras, I shall enter into Nirvana without remainder at midnight tonight. At that time, there was a bodhisattva called Virtue Store. Sun Moon Light Buddha assured him of his future Buddhahood. The Buddha said to the Bhikkhus, this Virtue Store bodhisattva will become a Buddha immediately after me. He will be called Pure Body, the Tathagata, the Arhat, the Sammaksambuddha. Having assured him of his future Buddhahood, the Buddha then entered into Nirvana without remainder at midnight. After his extinction, Wonderful Light Bodhisattva kept the Sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma and expounded it to the men for 80 small kalpas. The 8 sons of Sun Moon Light Buddha became his disciples. He taught them and caused them to resolve to attain Anuttara Sammaksambuddha. They made offerings to many hundreds of thousands of billions of Buddhas and then attained the enlightenment of the Buddha one after another. The son who became the Buddha last was called Burning Light. One of the 800 disciples of Wonderful Light was called Fame Seeking. He was attached to gain. He read and recited many sutras, but did not understand them. He forgot many parts of those sutras, therefore he was called Fame Seeking. But he later planted the roots of good and became able to see many hundreds of thousands of billions of Buddhas. He made offerings to them, respected them, honored them, and praised them. Maitreya, know this, Wonderful Light Bodhisattva at that time was no one but myself. Fame-seeking Bodhisattva, no one but you. This good omen we see now is not different from that I saw at that time. Therefore, I think that the Tathagata of today also will expound the Sutra of the Great Vehicle called the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma, the Dharma for Bodhisattvas, the Dharma upheld by the Buddhas. Thereupon Manju City, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gathas in the midst of the great multitude. According to my memory, innumerable countless kalpas ago, there lived a Buddha, a man of highest honor, called Sun Moon Light. That world-honored one expounded the Dharma and caused innumerable living beings and many hundreds of millions of bodhisattvas to enter the way to the wisdom of the Buddha. Seeing the great saint who had renounced the world, the 8 sons born to him when he was a king followed him and performed Brahma practices. The Buddha expounded to the great multitude the Sutra of the Great Vehicle called Innumerable Teachings. Having expounded this sutra, the Buddha sat cross-legged on the seat of the Dharma facing the east and entered into the samadhi for the purport of innumerable teachings. The gods rained mandarva flowers, heavenly drums sounded by themselves. The gods, dragons, and other supernatural beings made offerings to the man of highest honor. The worlds of those Buddhas quaked much, and the Buddha emitted a ray of light from between his eyebrows and showed things rarely to be seen. The ray of light illumined 18,000 Buddha worlds in the east. It showed the region to which each living being was to go by his karmas. The worlds of the Buddhas were adorned with many treasures and given the color of lapis lazuli and crystal. I saw all this by the light of the Buddha. I also saw gods, men, dragons, yaskas, gandharvas, kandharvas, and those worlds. Each of them made offerings to the Buddha by whom he was taught. I also saw Tathagatas of those worlds who had attained enlightenment by themselves. The color of their bodies was as beautiful as and as wonderful as that of a golden mountain or that of a golden image put in a shrine of pure lapis lazuli. Those world-honored ones explained to the great multitude the meaning of the profound teaching. There were innumerable Shravakas in the worlds of those Buddhas. All those great multitudes were seen by the light of the Buddha. The Bhikkhus were living in mountains and forests. They made endeavors and observed the pure precepts as carefully as one keeps brilliant gems. As many bodhisattvas as there are sands in the river Ganges performed almsgiving, patience, and other practices. I saw all this by the light of the Buddha. I also saw that some bodhisattvas who entered deep into dhyana concentrations and became tranquil and motionless in body and mind in order to attain unsurpassed enlightenment. I also saw some bodhisattvas who realized the tranquil extinction of all things and expounded the Dharma to the people of their worlds in order to attain the enlightenment of the Buddha. The four kinds of devotees of the world of Sun, Moon, Light Buddha also saw the Buddha displaying this great wonder. They had great joy. They asked one another, "Why is he doing this?" He who was honored by gods and men emerged from his samadhi and praised Wonderful Light Bodhisattva, saying, "You are the eyes of the world. You are believed and relied on by all living beings. You are keeping the store of the Dharma. Only you will understand the Dharma, which I shall expound." Having praised Wonderful Light and caused him to rejoice, that world-honored one expounded the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. He never rose from his seat for 60 small kalpas. Wonderful Light, the teacher of the Dharma, kept the wonderful Dharma expounded by the world-honored one. Having expounded this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma and caused the multitude to rejoice, the Buddha told the gods and men at that moment on that day, "I've already expounded to you the truth of the reality of all things. I shall enter into nirvana at midnight tonight. Make efforts with all your hearts. Leave the life of license. It is difficult to see a Buddha who can be seen only once in hundreds of millions of kalpas." Having heard that the Buddha would enter into nirvana, those sons of the world-honored one were filled with sorrow. They said, "How quickly the Buddha is gone." The saintly master, the king of the Dharma, consoled the countless living beings, saying, "Although I shall pass away, you must not worry. This virtue store bodhisattva has already understood the truth of the reality of all things to be attained by the wisdom of without a shravas. He will become a Buddha immediately after me. He will be called pure body. He will save innumerable living beings." The Buddha passed away that night, just as fire dies out when wood is gone. His sariyas were distributed. Countless stupas were erected to enshrine them. As many bhikkhus and bhisunis as there are sands in the river Ganges redoubled their endeavors. In order to attain unsurpassed enlightenment, Wonderful Light, the teacher of the Dharma, kept the store of the Dharma of the Buddha and expounded the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma for 80 small kalpas. Led by Wonderful Light, those eight princes resolved to attain unsurpassed enlightenment. Wonderful Light said to them, "You will be able to see countless Buddhas." Having made offerings to countless Buddhas, those princes followed them, practiced the great way, and became Buddhas in succession. Each of them assured another of his future Buddhahood. The last god of gods was called Burning Light Buddha. As the leader of seers, he saved innumerable living beings. There was a lazy man among the disciples of Wonderful Light, the teacher of the Dharma. The lazy man was attached to fame and gain, always seeking fame and gain. He often visited noble families. He did not understand what he had recited, gave it up, and forgot it. Because of this, he was called fame-seeking, but he later did many good karmas and became able to see innumerable Buddhas. He made offerings to them, followed them, practiced the great way, and performed the six paramitas. Now he sees the lion like one of the chakras. He will become a Buddha in his future life. He will be called Maitreya. He will save innumerable living beings. The lazy man who lived in the after the extinction of Sun, Moon, Light Buddha was no one but you. Wonderful Light, the teacher of the Dharma, was I. The ray of light of Sun, Moon, Light Buddha, that is the good omen, was the same as what I see now. Judging from this, the present Buddha also will expound the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma, the good man. The good omen I see now is like that of old. This is an expedient employed by the Buddha, the present Buddha, is also emitting a ray of light in order to reveal the truth of the reality of all things. Manjusri said to the multitude, "All of you, know this. Join your hands together and wait with one mind, the Buddha will send the rain of the Dharma and satisfy those who seek enlightenment. The Buddha will remove any doubt of those who seek the teachings of the Three Vehicles. No question will be left unresolved. Here ends day 2.